Hello, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional. Today's chapter is Isaiah 26. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. For he has humbled the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. The path of the righteous is level. Ye make level the way of the righteous. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desire of our soul. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. If favor is shown to the wicked, he does not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he deals corruptly and does not see the majesty of the Lord. O Lord, your hand is lifted up, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be ashamed. Let the fire for your adversaries consume them. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you have indeed done for us all our works. O Lord our God, other lords beside you have ruled over us, but your name alone we bring to remembrance. They are dead, they will not live. They are shades, they will not arise. To that end you have visited them with destruction and wiped out all remembrance of them. But you have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have enlarged all the borders of the land. O Lord, in distress they sought you. They poured out a whispered prayer when your discipline was upon them, like a pregnant woman who writhes and cries out in her pains when she is near to giving birth. So were we because of you, O Lord. We were pregnant, we writhe, but we have given birth to wind. We have accomplished no deliverance in the earth, and the inhabitants of the world have not fallen. Your dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and sing for joy. For your dew is a dew of light, and the earth will give birth to the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until the fury has passed by. For behold, the Lord is coming out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth will disclose the blood shed on it and will no more cover its slain. Amen. So after a really busy season of my life, I once was gifted a day pass to a Japanese onsen spa. I got a full body massage, got to try out different spa treatments, and got to eat fresh sushi. I felt very zen and at peace. But as soon as I stepped outside, I was met with loud traffic, large crowds of bustling people, and delayed buses. The peace was quickly gone. To get my mind off things, I sometimes seek out a peaceful, cozy activity, baking. I like to turn on a podcast and bake some delicious goods. But once everything is done, I'm left with a mess of a kitchen to clean up and feel more tired than when I began. The peace is gone. Another time, I went camping to get away from the noise in the city. The night sky was beautiful, and the beauty of being in nature left me feeling at peace. But when I tried to sleep, I was met with restless thoughts that kept me up at night. That peace was gone. Now, there are many things in this world that bring us peacefulness, but the world cannot offer true, everlasting peace. All the self-help books, meditations, and mindfulness can only bring us so far. Verse 3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." In Hebrew, peace is translated to, which many of you may know, shalom. But what does perfect peace even mean? Well, in Hebrew, perfect peace is translated as shalom, shalom. Back then, when a word was repeated twice, it was meant to bring great emphasis on it. This is saying that in God, we have shalom, shalom. It's one that surpasses understanding. It's one that is not reliant on our external circumstances or our internal voice. It is steadfast and true. But how do we achieve shalom shalom? The verse says clearly that the one who keeps perfect peace has their mind on God because he trusts in him. But let's be real, it's hard to keep our mind on God all the time. There are so many voices in this world that distract us. Expectations from your parents or spouse, the demands of your job or studies, the rules that culture and society set for what is deemed cool and reputable, the list goes on. Or perhaps it is your voice that is the loudest, your inner critic, or the pressures you may put on yourself. So let's pause today and ask ourselves, what voice distracts you from seeking God? Another question to ask, what do you keep your mind on? If you aren't sure how to answer this question, what about this? What consumes most of your thoughts? What keeps you up at night? What do you spend most of your time thinking about? I know for me, oftentimes I can get in the loop of what ifs. What if so-and-so happened? Then would this happen? Would that affect this? How would that person feel about it? And then I just come up with all these scenarios that all came from the simple and seemingly harmless what if. It may seem harmless, but it can actually be a root of distrust in God. The verse says that the person keeps his mind on God because he trusts in him. So no matter what season or circumstance or challenge you may be facing today, let's keep our mind on Christ and ask him to grow our trust in him. Let's think twice about having things to figure out on our own, and let us look to the one who promises us his shalom shalom. This passage is so fitting for our Advent season as we await the birth of the one who is the Prince of Peace. We can have peace not because we are good at managing our lives or avoiding conflict, but because despite our circumstances, Jesus has come to bring peace to the world. And the following verse affirms that he really is trustworthy. It says, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock." So let us keep our mind on our trustworthy God today, and may we receive his perfect peace. Amen. Jesus, we thank you that in this Advent season, we can be filled with great hope because the Prince of Peace is coming. And we thank you that because of you, we are no longer bound to our circumstances or our inner voice, but that we are actual recipients of shalom, shalom. So help us to keep our mind on you today and to grow our trust in you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.